Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study of Revelation chapter 1, we finished verses 1 through 8. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new lesson today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible says.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. And I hope you'll have your Bibles ready as we continue our study in the book of Revelation as we go verse by verse. And today we'll begin looking at Revelation chapter 1, verse 9, and we'll continue on through the end of the chapter. And I'm titling this portion, His Immortal Involvement. The immortal involvement of Christ with His church and with us. And so I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready and over these next few days that you'll be taking notes and going right along with us and asking your friends to listen in as we study this wonderful book, the book of Revelation. Well, I am sitting here recording this. When you hear it, this is actually, for me, it's Christmas Eve. And I last recorded before Thanksgiving. And so it's been a while. I have been to Israel since I last recorded. And then my father, 88 years old, will be 89 in January of 2009, fell and broke his hip. And then I spoke at a banquet at the Landmark Baptist College in Haines City, Florida. And then also, we've had 3 Christmas cantatas at our church besides my regular preaching and then the other things that involve ministry. And so it has been quite busy for us. And now here it is, Christmas Eve, and it's an opportunity for me to present to you the Word. And I'm just so glad that this first chapter of Revelation looks so much at Jesus Christ, for me especially, as I think of the Lord at Christmas time. We're thankful for Christmas, for what it means to us in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. This was God Almighty in the flesh. And I think of what all He did and does for us by His coming, His living, His dying, and His resurrection from the dead. You see, my friend, because Almighty God took on humanity, Christ understands and sympathizes with us because He too suffered in His humanity. He also opened to us the new and living way to the Father. Jesus, through His life and death and burial and resurrection, secured an anchor of hope for us in life's stormy sea. He it is through whom we have fellowship personally with God on the basis of a new covenant, which He secured through the cross and resurrection. Jesus Christ is the example, and He gave us an example of overcoming the world through faith. And that's why we're told, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And that's walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And the great thing is, through His coming, He founded a kingdom that cannot and will never be shaken nor lost. Well, I hope you have your Bibles now and you're ready to follow along. And we're in Revelation chapter 1, and we're going to begin with verse 9. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, we see that He does not leave His own alone. He says, I am a brother, and this is the Apostle John, your brother and companion in tribulation. I'm reminded of Psalm 66, verses 10 through 12, where it says, For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us, as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through water. But thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. And I like this, that the Apostle John is in the isle that's called Patmos for the Word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Because in writing this, just the magnitude, if one thinks of the book of Revelation, although he's suffering, as we see these things in Psalm 66, one suffers. You see the Lord with him through it all. How can you write Revelation and not have the Lord with you? And Revelation, by the way, is word for word from the Holy Spirit of God. And to be able to write it under those conditions is amazing. And so he says, I am your brother and companion in tribulation. If you're going to be godly, if you're going to be Christ-like, then you're going to be another's brother when it comes to the bearing one another's burdens. Now, the Greek word here for tribulation is the Greek word thlipsis. It's the same word that Christ used to describe the coming tribulation. The Christian does suffer misery, my friend. But the difference for us and the world is that both in the intensity when the tribulation of the world comes, and secondly, the fact that we have Emmanuel. We have God with us. Satan, he is the source of our tribulation. But much greater than that is that when the tribulation time hits this earth, God will be pouring out his wrath. And so he says, I'm your brother and companion. Aren't we reminded of Proverbs 17:17, where it says that a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity? No, a friend doesn't say, uh-oh, boy, things are too hot, things are too heavy, I'm getting out of here. They don't abandon you if they're a true friend, if it's a true brother. And you know, that's so great. And that's what John is saying here. Hey, I'm in the Isle of Patmos for the Lord's sake. Here I am, and hey, it's all right. It's all right that I'm here, because I'm your brother, and I'm your companion in tribulation. What a wonderful Lord that we serve. We need to have right doctrine, and we need to have the right proclamation of the truth. You see, my friend, we cannot compromise with error. There's a gentleman by the name of Josiah Pratt, who wrote back in 1849. But he said this, Let us consider well how much and plainly our Lord himself and his holy apostles, especially Paul, speak of the devil's working by error. We shall dread and hate error more than we do, and be more keen than we are in detecting it in its even distant approaches, when we rightly estimate its power as an instrument of evil. That's why Revelation is so important in studying, getting right doctrine, and being able to see beyond this life so that you don't compromise with those things. That's what faith does. Faith enables the believing soul to treat the future as present, the invisible as seen. We need to serve the Lord, and we need to serve the Lord with gladness. We need to serve the Lord together. We need to serve the Lord as brothers and companions in tribulation and in the patience of Christ. And we need to do it for the Word of God and for the testimony of Christ. Now, again, you'll notice it is brother, which speaks of relationship. and companion. God ordained the local church. The local church is the place for you and me to serve the Lord together. In 1 Corinthians 3:9, for we are laborers together with God. You're God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. So yes, we're in the world. But while we're in the world, we represent the Lord Jesus Christ through our local church, because Jesus Christ is the founder of the local church. Now, sometimes today people say, think outside the box. And they talk often about the local church as being the box. Well, my friend, let me say this. Those people, when they're thinking outside the box, need to think inside God's box and don't get outside it. God's box is the local church. He founded it. God's box is faithful to the local church. He commanded it. God's box is to be a witness, to name sin, to preach righteousness, because that's God's will. And if you're going to get outside that box, just understand all you've done is transferred box. You're no longer in God's box. You're in the deceiver's box. The deceiver makes you feel religious. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15 says he's an angel of light. Boy, he can really make you feel like that you are, my goodness, just good and right down the line. My friend, please let me implore you not to be taken in by the devil and his false doctrine. Don't be taken in by those things. Now, there are good reasons as fundamental Bible-believing Christians that we need to learn how to walk together in Christ. In this day of John, the persecution is a reality. And there is true solace when we realize the kingdom and patience of Christ. Now, if we focus only on our circumstances of the present, that can become totally frustrating. When our faith in Christ is strong, then we have a strong belief in eternity. That's why Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.